Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. And did you see a movie this week? You mentioned you were going to see one on Wednesday night.
I did. It was the opening night for the new Christopher Nolan film called Tenet.
Oh, okay.
That's like Tenet when I say it, but it's Tenet, T-E-N-E-T. I should mention first that it was just like old times. It was in a very big theater, theater number 3, which is a big one. And the place had lots and lots of people in it.
Oh, wow.
It was really quite nice. Everybody was kind of, to coin a phrase, spaced out in the theater so that they weren't, you weren't even supposed to sit immediately in front of or behind people. So it was very... Anyway, so there were people all over the place, but kind of nicely spaced. And there were tons of people. It was great. The movie itself is very interesting and very confusing. Christopher Nolan, who's a really quite well-known director, he's done many things. This is his latest, the movie Dunkirk. It goes back to 2017, and that was a kind of a big-time award winner. He's a British guy, young British guy, and he did a couple of Dark Knight movies about Batman back in 2008 and 2012, and a few others. He doesn't hit them out of the park all the time, but pretty often. Back in 2014, he did a movie called Interstellar, which was also very well received. Now, this movie, Tenet, is one that has not been there are no audience reviews yet. There are only critical reviews, and the critics like it. They like it actually quite a lot because it is what they call cerebral. There's stuff going on there, and if you're not paying attention, and if you've only seen it once, it is very confusing. There's a lot of playing with time going on. Things are happening in the past, in the present, and in the future. It's a little like Back to the Future, but not as much fun. And it gets kind of confusing. But the sound is amazing, very loud. So if you have a problem with loud sound, then maybe give this one a miss. But otherwise, the sound is quite exceptional. That was actually probably the part that I liked the best, was just this amazing sound. And there are some terrific scenes involving an amazing car chase, which was, you figure, oh, I've seen one car chase, I've seen them all. But this was quite a special car chase. And some other really fun and interesting things. But to actually understand what's going on in the movie, I think you need to have done some reading beforehand, to figure out what on earth he's talking about, and also just, you know, keep an open mind and maybe consider going to see it twice to try and pick everything up. It is, by the way, quite a long film. It's 2.5 hours. But it goes fairly quickly because you're kind of, you spend a lot of time kind of scratching your head and saying, what is going on here? And you would think, oh well, that's how fun is that? You know, just to be confused the whole time. It isn't that much fun, but the movie itself is one that is kind of worth seeing. I suspect most of the critics have given it a kind of a thumbs up, to the tune of, I think, 83%.
Oh wow!
Of those critics who have been polled so far, which is not everybody, have liked it. And I can give you a little kind of a little snippet here. It says, this is on Rotten Tomatoes, it says, armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, the protagonist, who is played by actually Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington, and the protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. that's just a little taste of what to expect. The cast is good. This John David Washington as the protagonist is excellent. He's helped quite a bit by Robert Pattinson as another agent. And there's a young woman named Elizabeth Debicki, who's also quite good. And Kenneth Branagh is in there as the villain this time. So kind of, you know, big names, big production, and definitely requires a big theater. You don't want to wait for this to come out on video and then watch it on the small screen. So that's what's playing. That's what's new in English. But I can talk a little bit, not a whole lot. But I'll give you some idea of what is happening at the theater. Bob the Sponge is still playing in both French and English. The new oldie but goodie, which was called Special, is Casablanca. Very famous Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman film from the 50s. And that's only in English, and that's available. And that's typically at a reduced rate. So instead of paying usual amount, you probably would pay something like $5 to go in. Another one that's there, their special, is Forrest Gump. These are all wonderful, classic, old movies that really, most of them certainly deserve to be seen again. Another one, let's see, we've got Tannen is still there. And the other one that is brand new is called The New Mutants. That, again, is there's a French version and there's an English version. And for those who are familiar with the whole X-Men franchise and the concept of mutants, which I'm not terribly familiar with, although I've seen a few X-Men movies, this is a new one. And it looks kind of exciting. It looks like the demographic who would enjoy it is probably somewhere in their 20s and 30s. But anyway, it's there. It's English. I think we should continue to encourage the Maison de Cinema to continue to bring in English movies. And as I say, yesterday it was so many people in the theater. I thought, oh, this is excellent. It means that people are giving. You know, they are definitely thinking, at least thinking about going to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. That coming along soonish is we have. Sorry, no. Okay. In English, it'll be on September 18th. There is a movie called The King's Man coming, and that's the beginning of this Kingsman franchise, which has been doing quite well recently. And this is the start of that franchise. It's called The King's Man. That will definitely be worth seeing when it comes along. But that's not until September 18th. So there's still kind of a ways to go for a number of these movies. There's another one coming on the 11th in English called After We Collided. And I must admit, I know nothing about this movie other than what I can read on the internet, but I haven't read anything yet. So there's kind of, there are English movies coming, but they're sort of few and far between. So it's not until, September was 11th, 18th, 25th. And then in October, so there's kind of one a week, give or take. There's another one coming called Greenland on September 25th. So I won't dwell on the ones that aren't there yet, but just to say that there are indeed English movies which are coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's
slowly.
Mm-hmm. And some new movies. Yeah.
Yeah, and the oldies but goodies are. They're definitely worth going to see. I think it's $5 to get in, and you have a big theater, and you have these excellent old movies. Some of them are just, they absolutely must be seen on a big screen. Others are just fun to see again, especially in the company of other film goers. So I would recommend maybe taking in some of those. And if you're up for a bit of a head scratcher, go to see the movie Tenet and see if you could figure out what's going on there, because I had a lot of trouble. Anyway. Okay. I think that's it for me for this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.